Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
You're welcome back. The leader of a restorative justice forum established by the Spiritans to engage with survivors of sex abuse says he's dealing with a very high volume of inquiries. Professor Tim Chapman's comments come a month since allegations of historic child sex abuse emerged at the prestigious Blackrock College following the broadcast of an RTE radio documentary. Several cases have been initiated against CS Spiritans at the High Court in recent days. The government says it'll finalise an inquiry into the allegations before Christmas. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. Many moving parts, Barry, to this story since we covered it last. It's a month since we heard from Mark and David Ryan. Where are we now as of this evening with this story then?
Yeah, Liam O'Brien's documentary Blackrock Boys earlier this month related details of abuse against the two brothers at Blackrock College during the 1970s and 80s. Their courage, their compelling and at times difficult testimonies opened the floodgates. Confirmation within that documentary that 233 boys in secondary schools in Ireland and abroad accused 77 priests of abuse at Spiritan-run schools. A total of 57 alleged abuse on the campus of Blackrock College in South Dublin. Those numbers rising since 400 allegations at Spiritan-run schools of abuse now, and with 1 in 10 victims reporting their abuse, research pointing to that means you could have up to 4,000 potential victims at Spiritan-run schools over a 30-year time period between the 1960s and 90s. More and more, as we say, coming forward to share their stories, more and more revelations all the time. We learn had 21% of the Blackrock class of 1979 had come forward with allegations of abuse. The Spiritans also confirming how a person who has been accused of sexual abuse is still living on the campus of Blackrock College, and questions too over who knew what and when. One survivor saying he first alerted Blackrock College to issues in 2012. And with all this happening within the past month, for 1 in 4 CEO Maeve Lewis, it has almost been unprecedented.
Well, we've been receiving almost 20 calls a day, Barry. Some of those people simply want to talk. They're not looking for services. They just want to talk on the phone about their experiences. But in relation to people who want psychotherapy, we currently now have almost 100 people on the waiting list. And many of the men who are contacting us where the abuser is alive want to engage with the criminal justice system. So we currently have a list of 78 people who are waiting for a call back from us, which is really putting 1 in 4 under strain, as you can imagine.
This is perhaps something unprecedented or not seen in quite a number of years.
I have not experienced a response like this since the Ryan report into the industrial schools was published in 2009. Not everybody who's calling us were abused in Spiritan schools. We also have calls from people who went to school with the Jesuits, the Dominicans, the Vincentians, and also, of course, people who are abused in completely different settings, in their own families, in their communities, in sports clubs and so on. But the preponderance of people are men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, even some into their 70s, who were abused in private fee-paying schools.
It must be extremely distressing and something which they have bottled up for quite some time, only coming out now.
What is really sad is that for many of the people contacting us, it is the first time that they have disclosed. They've carried a sense of personal shame about the abuse, often thinking they were the only person to whom this happened. They were paralysed by that in the sense that they didn't feel they could reach out for help, were afraid they wouldn't be believed, felt very stigmatised by what had happened to them. Most of those people have never told anybody, even their own wives, their children, their friends, their family. So they have really had quite a lonely existence trying to deal with the impact of the abuse and not feeling free to discuss it or get support from anybody.
20 calls a day, as you mentioned, and the service under pressure, as you said, as well. Do you need more resources, or how will you cope going forward, such has been the reaction since the documentary?
We are going to need increased resources going forward. It will be impossible to offer the service people need. But for the moment, we're dealing with this in a crisis way. So people are being called back. We've brought in some former staff members to help deal with the calls. So people are being contacted, but we will absolutely need funding for extra psychotherapists and extra advocacy case managers if we are able to offer the service we normally do moving into the new year.
And that is Maeve Lewis there. Incredible, the impact. What is the latest with the Restorative Justice Forum, Mary?
Yeah, and this was launched a few weeks ago, you'll recall, at a press conference in Dublin with a number of survivors of abuse at Blackrock College and Spirit and Run Schools. However, a letter I have seen sent from the lead of the Restorative Justice Forum, this being Tim Chapman, to some survivors. He has said that since that press conference, he has received quite the number of correspondence, and ultimately he is dealing, as he said, with a very high volume of inquiries simultaneously on top of other projects he's involved in, and ultimately it may take longer than expected to contact survivors to set up the restorative justice process, saying it may take a few more days or a maximum of 2 weeks to get back to people. And he's saying that this victim orientated process, that it will now start with a Zoom meeting before it gets its wheels in motion as well, but he basically saying that he is inundated since that documentary.
Is everyone happy with this process, do you think?
Well, some survivors I've spoken with and I've been in touch with, they've questions over this forum, questions around its independence, whether the necessary for all information being provided to remain confidential, and some swerving it all together. On Garda Síochána, it has received 80 contacts since the airing of the RTE documentary, either through its Sexual Crime Management Unit office or at local Garda stations around the country in relation to allegations of sex abuse at Spirit and Run Schools. Four High Court actions have also been initiated in recent days since the documentary, bringing the total number of cases before the High Court to 5 in total. These according to papers issued to the court in recent days, and these cases largely being led by the Dublin solicitor Pierce Meagan and also the American solicitor Dr. Anne Oliverius.
What of the government's promised public inquiry, Barry?
Well, the Education Minister Norma Foley briefed the Oireachtas Education Committee earlier this week in private. She's intimated that she will establish an inquiry or decide upon the how that inquiry will be composed before Christmas, whether it might be a statutory inquiry or perhaps a scoping exercise. And among those briefed was the Labour Education spokesperson Éan O'Riordan.
Well, we've been consistently calling for an inquiry for the last number of weeks after hearing the documentary and hearing from survivors. We did have a positive meeting with the minister on Wednesday, the Education Committee. She came to us not with a proposal, but to listen to what we had to say. Went around every member of the committee and we had a good discussion. So clearly we would feel that this has to be wider than just a Spirit and Order. We need to have an inquiry that is survivor-led. And we also have to be sure as to what we can positively achieve from such an inquiry. We don't want one that's going to go on for many years. We want one that will not re-traumatise those who have been through a very traumatic ordeal already. So the minister is mindful of all those things, and I believe she hopes to be in a position to make an announcement before Christmas. But at the same time, she did impress on us, and I think it's fair enough that she wants to get it right. And that's the most important thing.
Is it being treated with enough urgency? Do you think you had called for an urgent and independent inquiry here?
I think it is. I think the feedback we're getting from those who have met the minister is that she has engaged in a compassionate way. She has been listening. She wants to get this right. While we do want to have a speedy announcement of what the inquiry will look like and what shape it will take, we do at the same time need to get it right. We have to ensure that not just the Spiritans are engaged here. We have to ensure that there's other orders that where abuse may have taken place, they can be brought into the to such an inquiry. And we also have to make sure that that when this starts, we have to be alive to the fact that there may be many other people now in the position to come forward. So the minister, I think, is taking the appropriate time to get it right, and certainly that we want to be sure that those who are involved in such an inquiry at the end of it feel as if it was very much a worthwhile exercise. And also, however, that if they do want to go down the criminal route, the criminal justice route, and to engage with the Gardaí, that they should do that, absolutely.
You mentioned you've been speaking to survivors. The Order itself keen to press ahead with this restorative justice programme. What is your view on that? Do you have questions about it?
Well, some of the correspondence we've gotten in terms of the Labour Party from the Spirit and Order, the tone hasn't been right. I think they need to readjust their tone if people are going to have confidence that they're going to deal with this inquiry in good faith. But certainly it's the inquiry that we have an interest in, and whatever other practice that that religious orders are engaging in, that's up to them. Survivors that the minister is dealing with and survivors that I've spoken to have differing views as to what that type of exercise would actually achieve.
And that's Éanna Reardon of Labour. As you said, Barry, it's a month on since the broadcast of the RT Radio 1 Doc on 1 Black Rock Boys. What has the Spirit and Order itself been saying?
Well, of course, it has reiterated its apology to those affected in recent weeks. And speaking more recently, a Spirit and spokesperson said there had been around 300 allegations, but not all may have been flagged with them, and that the numbers logged with the independent expert, Professor Tim Chapman, on restorative justice reached 50 last week. People also urged to come forward all the time and contact the necessary helplines should they feel necessary.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.